Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Aranteva Narutama. Devim Sarasati Vyasat. Tato Jaya Mudirayat. Nasta Payesu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttamas Loke. Bhakti Bhavaiti Naistike. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2. The title of this chapter is Hiranyakasipu, King of the Demons. Text 31. O Sinarendram Vihina Vidina Tathakritam. Patim Mahisha Prasamiksha Dukitaha. Hatasman naketi har kare uro brisham. Nantyo muhustat padayo upapatan. Usinarindram vidinantatakritam. Pati mahisha prasa miksha dukita. Hatasma naketi kare uro brisham. Nyatyo muhustad padayo papatan. Can someone try? Ladies,
thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, so word for word translation. I just go to the previous text, previous two texts, which we are going to read the translation together with this very text. So text 29 and 30. Vishina Ratna Kavasham Viprasta Varana Swajam Sarav Nibbina Ridayam Sayanam Asis Avilam Prakibam Kesham Dvastaksham Nabasa Dostadochadam Rajakunta Mukhan Bojam Chinayad Shina Yuda Bujan Mride. So word for word translation for this straight text, 29 to 31. Please kindly responsibly repeat. Vishina, scattered here and there. Ratna, made of jewels. Kavacham, protective armor. Vibrasta, fallen off. Abarana, ornaments. Sajam, garlands. Saranibina, pierced by arrows. Ridayam, the heart. Sayanam, lying down. Ashik Avilam, smeared with blood. Prakina, Prakina Kesham, his hair loosened and scattered. Dvasta Alksham, his eyes obscured. Rabasa, with anger. Dasta, beaten. Dakshadam, his lips. Rajakunta, covered with dust. Mukha Ambojam, his face, which had formerly resembled a lotus flower. Shina, cut off. Ayudabujam, his arms and weapons. Ride, on the battlefield. Usinara Indram, the master of the state of Usinara. Vidina, by providence. Tata, does. Kritam, forced into his position. Patim, the husband. Mahishaha, the queens. Prasamiksha, seen. Dukkitaha, very much aggrieved. Hata, killed. Sma, certainly. Nata, O husband. Iti, does. Kare, with the hands. Ora, the breast. Brijam, abrisam, constantly. Nachaha, pounding. Muhu, again and again. Tatpadaya, at the feet of the king. Upapatan, fell down. So translation and purport by His Divine Grace is confirmed to Acharya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. His golden bejeweled armor smashed, his ornaments and garlands fallen from their places, his hair scattered and his eyes lustless. The slain king lay on the battlefield, his entire body smeared with blood, his heart pierced by the arrows of the enemy. When he died, he had wanted to show his prowess, and thus he had beaten his lips, and his teeth remained in that position. His beautiful lotus-like face was now black and covered with dust from the battlefield. His arms, with his sword and other weapons, were cut and broken. When the queens of the king of Usinara saw their husband lying on that in that position, they began crying. Quote, "O Lord, now that you have been killed, we also have been killed." Unquote. Repeating these words again and again, they fell down, pounding their breasts at the feet of the dead king. Please kindly respond to repeat. His golden bejeweled armor smashed. His ornaments and garlands falling from their places. His hair scattered and his eyes lustreless. The slain king lay on the battlefield, his entire body smeared with blood, his heart pierced by the arrows of the enemy. When he died, he had wanted to show his prowess, and thus he's beating his lips, and his teeth remain in that position. His beautiful lotus-like face was now black and covered with dust from the battlefield. His arms, with his swords and other weapons, were cut and broken when the queens of the king of Usinara saw their husband lying in that position. They began crying, "O Lord, now that you have been killed, we have also been killed." Repeating these words again and again, they fell down, pounding their breasts at the feet of the dead king. The part, as stated here, Nambasa Dasta Duchadam, the king, the dead king, while fighting in anger, beat his lips to show his prowess. But nonetheless, he was killed by providence, Vidina. This proves that we are controlled by higher authorities. Our personal power and endeavor is not always supreme. We must therefore accept the position offered to us by the order of the supreme. Come again to me and say, "Again, Jana Salakaya, Saksul Benetam Jena to Spine, Say Guru Benamaha. Sucheta Yaman of his time, Safi Tam Jena Bhutta Le, Swayam Rupam Kadama Yam, Vedati Swapadantika. Vandasi Krishna Chaitanya, Nityananda Sahodito, Gutadaya Puspavanto, Chitu Chandu Tamon. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadara, Sivasadi, Sigur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Vancha Kalpatari Vacha, Kripa Sundubhya Evacha, Paditanam Pavanibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo, Namo Namo. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale, Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami, Iti Namana. Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani, Pacharana, Nibhusesa, Sunya Bhadi, Pasatati Sitaro. Mukam karoti vachalam pangim laga atin griya kripat maham vande si gurum dinita. So, this is a continuation of Lord Hiranyakashipu's pacification process. When someone is bereaved
That is a time that his loved ones will show some concern. And so here, Richard Bano has lost her husband in an action. And DT has lost her son in an action. The sons of Iranksha, they were bereaved. So the position of Iranksha Sipo, as the uncle of this of his nephews, he has to pacify them. And Prabhupada mentions in one of the other purports that Iranksha Sipo has to pacify the members of his family, his mother, his brother's wife, his nephews. And in the process, he has to be able to, you know, proffer some evidence from disaster, what has taken place before. And that is why he brought in the story of the king of Ustinara to be able to bring to the purview. Because if you're saying something, you have to be graphic, or you have to give some examples. So, as a very ardent preacher, in quote, he has to give examples. Otherwise, how are the members of the family going to be convinced that, you know, this is normal, that death is normal? I remember someone sent me a message and was asking me, she's a student in a university, and have friends. She's a devotee and her friends are not devotees, so she's trying to help them. And then the friend was in trouble. So she came to meet her and she said, you know, what is the cause of this trouble? So she said, oh, it's your karma. So this is a typical case where we can really go very raw, grossly raw, and instead of pacifying someone when they are aggrieved, when they are in pain, we give them the raw truth that they cannot digest. So here we may say Hiranyaka Shippo is a demon, so what has he got to offer? But we go into retrospect, we know that Hiranyaka Shippo, he was a very close associate of Lord Vishnu. So this is just what we call a lila. Or, in modern day terminology, is theater art. When people are on stage, people have to assume different positions. And essential factor here is pacification. When someone is aggrieved, what do we do? If someone lost their child, what do we do? If someone lost their husband, what do we do? Do we tell them, hey, you know, because you're very offensive to the devotees, so you lost your husband? No. Of course, pacification generically means to try to relieve someone of their grief. But also, pacification euphemistically means genocide en masse. But here, Prabhupada used the word pacified in that previous purport to mean the reflecting the generic meaning of pacification, which means someone is in trouble and we have to assume a position to be able to counsel the person, to pacify the person, to relieve the person from their pain. Why? Because when someone is in trouble, that is when they figure out who really loves them. If all is good, anybody can say, oh, my darling, I love you so much. But the people want to see not just our lip service, our practical endowment to really giving them succor in their lives. And so there is a lot we can learn from Hiranyaka Sipo here. And this learning is based on the fact that, you know, learning is a lifelong process. No one can say, well, I know everything, I don't need anything else. No, because learning is a lifelong process. You can even learn from your child. Even a guru can learn from his disciple. And so the essential factor here is that we need to imbibe that pacification value. Because we are living in a material world where the Bhagavatam says, pada pada hi vi pada. Even our loved ones, they could run into difficulties. What do? We have to be there for them. Hirangasipa was there for his mother, was there for his sister-in-law, was there for his nephews. And so it's very easy to be raw when someone is in trouble. Or we may say, okay, he's in trouble because this and that. Yeah, we may know, okay, it might be offensive, but, you know, well, whatever we are saying when someone's in trouble, we should ask ourselves, is this something that is going to help to create a positive change in this person? What I'm saying, is this going to help to pacify him? Or is this going to aggravate the situation? And so the Bhagavatam itself is full. The Puranas are there to give us an insight about what is to be done and what is not to be done. The application of the Vaishnava Vedanta, they are all implied in the dialogues between the devotees in the Purana, specifically in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And so here we find a case where so-called demon is giving valuable instructions. So what does that mean to us? We can be Paramahamsas to filter the best out of even a so-called unintelligent rascal person. I remember what I learned from President Obama when he was doing his political campaign. My first time I was in the U.S. and I saw him appear on the TV. And one elderly journalist who was supposed to be of his father's age, he came to him, all in the name of interview, but it's like harassment. You want to be the president of this country. You tell me what you have. What have you got to render? You know, very sarcastically. But you know what he did? Instead of feeling hot and being angry, he leaned backwards and then moved forward. And then he beamed with smile. And then he started unfolding his manifesto. So, the bottom line is that someone may even hurt us. We have a responsibility. Responsibility comes from two words: response and ability. The ability to respond, it's all lying on us. So here, what was Hirangasipa's response to the situation? The bereavement of his mother, the bereavement of his sister-in-law and his nephews. And therefore, we're talking about compassion. We should be demonstrable in terms of how we are sharing that compassion that Prabhupada has left behind us a legacy. And therefore we have to see, we have to get close, we have to become our brother's keepers, sister's keepers, and see how we have been there when a devotee is in difficulty. So pacification basically here implies we should give someone a relief. We should provide some sense of relief for someone when they are in trouble. This is exactly what Hirangasipa is doing. And so if Hirangasipa is teaching us a very wonderful approach to, this is again what we call family building or community development. Community building. Community again comes from two words. Commune is to communicate empathically. Empathically means you put yourself in the other person's shoes. And the other word because see, in this community we are trying to develop a community. Oh, we have communities, but we have to live the community spirit. The Nyankasipo is demonstrating that community spirit. So we have a lot to learn from here in terms of how we should be available when our devotees are in trouble. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for a very nice class. My question is in relation to the point that you made that we should be Paramahamsas and be able to learn from even the most unqualified person. I was wondering if you could speak a bit more on the point to which extent we should go and do that, because sometimes we find that a lot of devotees can get lost in trying to learn from people who are not so qualified, because they're saying that we can find good even in the non-devotee community, and sometimes we can get lost also. So what words would you be able to give to...
Yeah, we give association, we don't take association. We may associate with people, even so-called non-devotees, but you see, everyone ultimately is a devotee of the Lord. It's a matter of time. The people we are preaching to now, they may become pure devotees, and we are still where we are standing. I've been there for 30 years before you came. Doesn't mean I'm better than you. No. It's a matter of time. You may be my guru. Who knows? And therefore, it's important that when we associate, we give association. We don't take. Someone may have good qualities. A swan, when I say Paramahamsa, I mean a swan. A swan filters the milk. It takes the milk from the water, leaves the water. That's why I use that word, Paramahamsa. Swan. It takes the best from the mixture. Milk, it contains some water, but it just extracts only the milk, leaves the water behind. Then we get the good from the people. We check out what good qualities they have and learn from that. Like Hirangasipo, should we become like Hirangasipo? Should we develop Hirangasipo Bhava? No. Because the Bhava of Hirangasipo is Aham Bhogi, Siroham, Balawansuki. I am the enjoyer. I am all perfect. That's my enemy. I have killed him. My elder enemy will also be killed. This was his Bhava. But here, we have to ask the Paramahamsas. Take extracting something really useful for our community development. Pacification. That's my point. Any other comments or questions?
Thank you so much, Maharaj. We need to hear these things all the time. So how do you explain that some good devotee, they love Krishna, they follow all the principles, chant all their ram, but they can be so hard-hearted, you could drop dead next to them, they wouldn't give a damn. So, how do you explain that?
That's a very nice question. You see, some of us, I'm sorry to say this, but I travel around and I've seen a lot of things. And so some of us, we might be very good preachers. We sit on the asana and give nice philosophy. But we don't have character. No character development. If we cultivate the culture of Mama Evamso Jiva Loke, that everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. In other words, everyone you see around is your blood brother or blood sister. How you deal with a blood brother or blood sister? I remember I was in Canada, in Montreal one year, and one group of brahmacharis were traveling preaching. So the head of this group, he came to meet me and said, Maharaj, how am I going to help all these devotees? I said, oh, it's very simple. You treat all these devotees like you would treat your younger brother. He looked at me and said, Maharaj, this is very difficult. Yet we are hearing Krishna saying in the Gita, Mama evam so jiva loke jiva buddha sanatana. That everyone is my part and parcel. What does that mean? And Krishna mentions in the Gita, he is the father. So, we may hear and repeat the sastra and not be able to implement anything. In other words, we become paratologists. A parrot repeats something, but does not really, it just repeats, it's just expertise in repeating. So, we have to learn to develop those values of caring, understanding that this person is Krishna's paths and parcels. Krishna mentions in the Gita that his devotee is very dear to him. In the conversation between Lord Shiva and Parvati, Lord Shiva mentioned that the most exalted worship is the worship of the devotee. Worship means what? You pay obeisance to the person and then you go, you do puja and you go. It means love and caring. We have to evolve that value of love and caring and begin to share behind this marginalization, this discrimination based on what I will call identity crisis. Identity crisis is the whole cause of the problem in the world. It's the whole cause of our problems in our society also. This is not my brother. It doesn't mean whether we are in the same temple. No. I don't care. So, we have to begin to develop that mindset of Mama evam so jiva loke. It's there in the Gita. It's there. It looks simple. We repeat it. How to live it? It's a problem. So, if we culture that mindset, then definitely we will be there for the devotee when they are in trouble. We can never be sure you may have a family. Who knows where you're going to die? Who knows where I'm going to die? It might be, I may go to some place and then I fall sick and then I die and my family is not there. What is going to happen? If I only care for my family and not extend that love and care to everyone else, what is going to happen about the people who are going to be surrounding my deathbed? So, we need some revolution in consciousness. Some change in consciousness. Yes, so that's a very important point you raise. We have to revive that nurturing of caring, loving, and sharing in Krishna consciousness. And it's just so simple. Go beyond the body. Just go beyond the body. And then you can go beyond the family. You can go beyond. Krishna consciousness looks very simple, right? It is the most difficult science in its application form. It is the most difficult science. People talk about physics and applied mathematics or calculus. But Krishna consciousness is the most difficult science. So thank you. The class is supposed to stop at 8:45 and it's exactly 8:45. Srila Prabhupada ki.